News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. If you live in Jacksonville, your property taxes won't be going up anytime soon. Yesterday, the city council voted against a 2% hike. It looks like a police officer in Lake City will recover after having been shot overnight yesterday. Authorities say that Officer Remington Chauncey was hit when someone inside a home responded to his knock by firing shots through the door. It took about an hour for the suspect, Antonio Jennings, to come out and be arrested. It started as a high-speed car chase late Sunday night at Powers Avenue and University Boulevard when Jacksonville police say the guy ran a red light. They say that on San Jose Boulevard, Darrell Page got out and ran. An officer ran after him. Then the officer fired a shot which hit Page in the leg. He's still being treated for that wound but has been arrested and booked. 146 people in Duval County have now died out of over 20,000 COVID-19 infections. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on 295 headed north and getting off at Phillips. Add an extra 2 minutes and we can't see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
This afternoon, expect scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. And right now it's 74 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With fall school reopenings up in the air, some parents are turning to underground schools. The U.S. Attorney General clashes with House Democrats yesterday. And consumer confidence drops as COVID-19 cases spike.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And we always enjoy reading your emails. I always respond. Many of you send me lengthy emails, so I try to read them and narrow them down because of timeliness on the show. But I always respond, and nobody cares about my opinion. I always care and enjoy hearing about you and what you have to say at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Some of the big news we're talking about today, a new survey, another one here in the state of Florida. And some of the more Democratic counties show that 60% of parents say, heck yeah, I'll go for online schooling. I mean, I would like to go back to traditional schooling, but I'll choose to go online schooling as well. Florida stores, gun stores, I should put that way, Florida gun stores, my bad on that one. Florida gun stores are seeing ammo shortages and expect shortages to late this year and into 2021. The three biggest top sales of guns right now, AR-14, Joe Biden, AR-15, the AK, really? And the shotgun. My question to you at 831-0600. Well, for home protection, if that's what I'm thinking of, I'm playing with words now. Why would one of those guns be used for home protection? Like, for example, I have several shotguns that when people hear that, everybody knows what that sound is. Okay? It's like hearing the siren. Cops don't have to pull out their gun. When they hear the siren, I'm out of there, right?
The next thing you know, it's not going to be a good day.
That's right. Touche. But I will contend, I think there's another reason why shotgun sales are going through the roof. See if some of you can guess what that is. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's get to it right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Attorney General Bill Barr clashing with House Democrats repeatedly over the response to violent protests in some of America's cities. Democrats saying Barr and the Trump administration are playing politics by sending federal agents to stop the unrest. And Barr firing back, arguing it's his responsibility to protect federal property.
Fox News talked about it. I told you yesterday, get the popcorn out. It's going to be very entertaining. I watched the first half hour. You knew Bill Barr was going to get beat up on. Yeah. It was 95% the Democrats jumping on him, and he might have gotten 5% of the response that he wanted to get in. Listen to some of the Area 51 Democrats out there, Nadler and company, where they pretty much came out and said, the reason why that Bill Barr and the president are sending federal troops to all these cities is to have good optics for the Trump 2020 re-election campaign.
The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors.
We fought for a democracy, for the right to speak freely, and you are attempting to take that away. And what's worse, you're doing it for the sole purpose of furthering the president's political agenda and generating footage for Trump campaign commercials.
It all even gets better. You ready for this? Cedric the Entertainer Richmond. Cedric Richmond is a congressman from Louisiana. He says, Mr. Barr, wait to hear this clip.
I thought you were talking about the real Cedric the Entertainer. Comedian.
Well, this guy's entertaining. Okay. He's co-chair of the Biden campaign.
Not the same guy as the movie actor.
Right. But he's trying to be entertaining. Yes. But this guy's a little bit more reasonable. He did allow the attorney general to say a few comments, but he says that you represent systemic racism. And the reason why?
One thing that you have in common with your two predecessors, both Attorney General Sessions and Attorney General Whitaker, is that when you all came here and brought your top staff, you brought no black people. That, sir, is systematic racism.
Systematic. So does that mean that if Roger wasn't part of this radio show, that I would have systematic racism?
It's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Or if I was in part Roger, you know?
It hadn't dawned on me. But here's the thing. You don't talk about it a lot, but you're part Hispanic. So, you know, I guess you cover the whole racial gamut there, at least minority representation.
Yeah, don't let the blonde hair fool you out there. Bill Barr came out and says, what's up with you Democrats? He goes, in my lifetime, tearing down federal property, I haven't seen one of you condemn the violence against federal property.
What makes me concerned for the country is this is the first time in my memory that the leaders of the Democratic Party are not coming out and condemning mob violence and the attack on federal courts. Why can't we just say, you know, the violence against federal courts has to stop?
By the way, Democrats are already up in arms this morning. No pun intended, arms. Mm-hmm. Val Demings is a black congresswoman out of Central Florida, the Orlando area.
Exactly.
Former police chief of Orlando. She's an elected congresswoman. She is a liberal. And Democrats, the Bernie bros, are up in arms this morning. I'm already in the Facebook post because she's a former cop, folks. That they may look at her as a VP pick. They're ticked off because
they hate cops more than they love black people.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yep. Here's what Bill Barr said about defending not going further with sentencing by some of those out there that wanted to throw Roger Stone in the can. Send him to Alcatraz. Remember somebody? No. They wanted to keep him in there from 7 to 9 years. Listen to what the attorney general said about that.
Cases that are cited, the Stone case and the Flynn case, are both cases where I determined that some intervention was necessary to rectify the rule of law, to make sure people are treated the same. I said, although Stone was prosecuted under me, and I said all along, I thought that was a righteous prosecution. I thought he should go to jail, and I thought the judge's sentence was correct. But the lying prosecutors were trying to advocate for a sentence that was more than twice anyone else in a similar position had ever served. And this is a 67-year-old man, first-time offender, no violence, and they were trying to put him in jail for 7 to 9 years. And I wasn't going to advocate that because that is not the rule of law.
Yeah, so I was kind of curious the reason why with more of the Stone sentencing and why it was not extended. I wasn't supporting the extension. I'm just saying, why were they throwing it more after him compared to other cases?
The Democrats made a clear choice today. They not only didn't condemn the violence, but they defended it. There was no condemnation of anything that was going on.
The DNC, wait to hear this story out here. 100+ police agencies have said that they will provide no protection for the Democratic National Convention coming up August the 17th through the 20th up in Milwaukee because the Dems and other groups have said, well, we don't want tear gas used, and other police tactics have come under heavy scrutiny and nationwide protests against police brutality. Now more than 100 agencies that were ready to do contracts with the DNC says that they're pulling out because, well, they've told police departments we want to restrict the use of pepper spray and tear gas in case protests break out.
There are more than 100 police agencies who say they are not going to enter into or live up to these agreements that they had with the DNC because they have now been told the local directives there are that they cannot use pepper spray or tear gas or other crowd control, things that they've used in the past. So now more than 100 of these police agencies saying they're not going to send agents in or officers in to assist with this. They don't think they can do so safely.
I mean, really? Because, folks, let's be honest here. As much as we talked about the RNC convention, we told you it was going to happen in Jacksonville. But anyway, we told you that inside information, Roger. Okay. But anyway, so we told you that it was going to happen. Thousands would have come here to the city of Jacksonville.
Right.
Folks, why? Think about this for a second. Why was the DNC contracting with over 100 police agencies for DNC protection? They originally had 1,000 cops ready to come out.
It is a little surprising to me because I would imagine the people rioting and protesting were probably more in line with the Democrats and being supportive of them than they would be the Republicans, for example.
Right.
I was expecting there maybe to be some fireworks going on if they had had it in Jacksonville than they would have at the Democrat convention. It actually surprised me, but again, when you got that mob mentality, you protest anything you can.
Think about this. You have 500 delegates from Bernie Sanders came out this past week and says, Well, folks, they're not. I'm not talking about they're going to break windows. They have come out now. Follow me the trend here.
Mm-hmm.
They have come out and said that we're not going to support the Democratic platform unless there's a 100% Medicare for all. They don't want compromise, which means Biden comes out and says, if I get my plans passed, I'll be the most progressive. He said it, the most progressive president in U.S. history. What I'm saying is that when you think that Val Demings is too conservative, and she is not, and you're getting this from the far left doesn't think that Biden, when you talk about as a Charlemagne from the Breakfast Club, that Kanye's a viable option, I'm telling you, they will protest the DNC convention
as well. And it surprises me. I mean, the only problem they got with Val Demings is she carried a badge.
Yes.
I mean, where's the love for our police officers?
Yeah, I almost want to sit back and use what they say about Republicans. What, you don't like black people? No, because that's what somebody was saying on the, no, it's got nothing to do with that. It's because she was a cop. I'm just telling you what they're saying,
These
folks.
People have way too much influence on who's going to be our next leader.
831-0600. Yeah. 904-831-0600. Kristen Fisher reports, as the president, campaign on what he wanted to do in 2016, the accomplishments, and what have been accomplished and what have not been accomplished under the Trump presidency.
He often delivered remarks in between banners that read, promises made and promises kept. Without question, the most successful and perhaps consequential promise that he kept from the 2016 campaign has been to fill the judiciary with conservatives. In addition to Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, the Senate has confirmed 198 other judicial appointments, a record for a first-term president. Another promise kept, renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement and replacing it with the USMCA. But the president struggled to secure a trade deal with China. He also didn't secure quite as many tax cuts as he'd promised. But he came close with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And then there's his signature campaign issue from 2016.
We will build that Great Wall, and Mexico will pay for that Great Wall.
The president celebrated the completion of 200 miles of border wall, but Mexico did not pay for it. Another promise broken, repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Fox News' Kristen Fisher. So let me ask you the question. Let me hear your view. 831-0600. 831-904-831-0600. What do you believe, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, or just whatever, what do you believe that has been the president's greatest accomplishment, in your opinion? Doesn't mean that you have to agree with everybody else. I mean, you could sit back and say, well, Ed, my thing is the pro-life thing. We didn't hear that. It could be he hasn't done any gun control. If you're a fan of the president or you're half and half, what do you think is the biggest accomplishment of President Trump? And what do you think is the biggest broken promise or the biggest disappointment that you wish you would have seen things come to fruition that did not happen under Trump presidency? And if I may add the first one is, what do you, in your personal view, what do you think is the biggest accomplishment that you like that maybe is not being reported? What do you think is the biggest disappointment? And if I may throw another caveat in there, who is the blame? For example, tax cuts didn't go further enough. Obamacare didn't get eliminated. We didn't get to finish the wall. Who should take some of the blame for this if you believe blame should go around? Love to hear your view on this. What is your opinion? 904-831-0600. Always enjoy hearing from you. Your calls are coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295. Bethany, what's happening?
It's right between the exits Pulaski and Alta on 295. There's a bunch of debris and trash. Traffic is really slowed down right there, and it's pretty dangerous.
Thanks, Bethany. Be aware and pick your trash up. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
This afternoon, expect scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. And right now it's 74 degrees.
Let me ask you something. What do you think is going to happen with our tax rates over the next few years? Will they go lower, stay the same, or go higher? Unfortunately, I think we all know the answer. Congress is going to have to find some way of paying for all that stimulus spending, trillions of dollars worth. So what does that mean for you? Well, it means you should start thinking now about how you can be more tax efficient in retirement. Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The conservative choice for North Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis and North Florida sheriffs agree. Jennifer Bradley for Florida Senate. Lifelong conservative and rock-solid Republican. Bradley will stand with President Trump and fight for our values here and in Tallahassee. A mother and small business owner, Bradley is 100% pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. Jennifer Bradley will stand with law enforcement, stop liberals from defunding our police, fight to end sanctuary cities, and defend the rule of law. Jennifer Bradley will work alongside Governor DeSantis to revive Florida's economy, raise teacher pay, better fund our public schools, and balance Florida's budget while keeping taxes low. That's why Governor DeSantis and local sheriffs agree. The conservative choice for North Florida? Clearly, simply, Bradley for Florida Senate. Paid for by Jennifer Bradley, Republican for Florida Senate, District 5.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida stores are seeing ammo shortages and expect the shortages to last into 2021. More than 100 police agencies are backing out of providing protection for the Democratic National Convention. And a new survey says more parents who send their kids to public schools are choosing online school.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
20 minutes after 7 a.m., as you know, since the month of March, gun sales have been going through the roof. Record sales out there also. First-time senior citizens and women heavily over the last couple of years, consistently being part of those going to concealed weapon permit classes. First Coast News report now, it's first-time gun buyers, and they list that because gun sales are going through the roof, there's also a huge ammo shortage here in the state of Florida.
Gun stores across the First Coast and all across the nation are experiencing an ammunition shortage right now.
While business is booming, the supply is dwindling. Shotguns, AK-47s, and AR-15s, along with handguns, he says, are in high demand right now and becoming harder to find.
Now, Farhat tells me it could be until next year before supply returns to normal levels. Now, he also says that in high demand right now is also concealed carry classes. In fact, at his store, they're seeing about 150 to 200 people sign up for these classes each week. Many of them, he says, are first-time gun owners.
So my question to you, why is the AK, the AR-15, and a shotgun the top sales going on right now when you hear that report? Can somebody answer that for me? I have a reason why on one of them there's a top reason why. I mean, I understand, hey, if you want to take somebody out, I get it. Somebody's trying to break in, the shotgun will do the job. I agree with you. But most people that don't know anything about gun, first-time gun buyers, they don't know enough about the AK or the AR. They hear about it. Now, shotgun, a little bit more simpler. But there's a kind of a trick question. Why are these three guns some of the top-selling guns out there right now? Can somebody answer me? 831-0600. 831-0600. And why I have a different opinion on protection. Why is the shotgun sales going through the roof right now? 831-0600. According to Z Farhat at Green Acre Sporting Goods, he says there's such a shortage that you may not see a supply of ammo come in until late this year or 2021.
We've already been told from most of the manufacturers that it's looking like, you know, maybe late third quarter, you know, maybe like fall, and it could be pushed into winter or 2021 till we get a lot of the product.
Wow, into 2021. All right, got to be quicker on that. All right, let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The answer to your shotgun question could be two things. One, it's probably the best personal defense weapon you could have in your house. It doesn't take a lot of training.
Right.
And you don't have to be overly accurate to
right.
defend yourself.
Great point.
But the other one, I believe, is if you've paid attention, Biden is going to have that Beto in his cabinet somewhere, probably. And Beto has said, I'm going to come get your guns. If they do that, they probably would not take shotguns because they're not considered an assault weapon or a weapon of, you know, mass destruction. So that's why I think shotguns might be the more popular weapon right now.
Brad, I would, and I'm glad you called, Brad. The second one, politically, I understand where you come from. The reality of your first point, I think, is 100% correct, that it's really not a lot to figure out. It really can spray and take. You're 100% correct. But I believe there is another reason why people are buying more shotguns than, let's say, other weapons as well. Can somebody guess what that is? 831-0600. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, I was calling. I think the you said three guns, but I only remember two of them. So, I mean, I think the shotgun, because you don't have to be a good shot. And, I mean, that's something even my mom was, she's like, the first thing I need is a shotgun.
Right.
And then the AK, I just think that's what the left is coming for, because they don't know anything about guns and they think it's, you know, an automatic rifle, but they just don't like the way it looks. So everybody wants to get an AK before the Democrats try to pull that away. And Joe Biden also said, you know, go out there and point your shotgun out and just blow a few blasts and you'll scare all the people away. So maybe he promoted the shotgun too.
Well, you know, Mike, a shotgun would be much better. I agree with you. Here's the clip one more time. Just this part right here.
Shortage right now.
While business is booming, the supply is dwindling. Shotguns, AK-47s, and AR-15s, along with handguns, he says, are in high demand right now.
Now, we know handguns have always been in high demand, but why are shotguns in high demand right now? Hey, by the way, you tell that guy right there, if he can't stay online, we're not going to take his call, okay? Don't be bothering our call screener left and right, all right? 831-0... See, you just hung up again. Is that you or him?
I don't hear him when he says so.
Okay, you know what? Forget about it. Don't, you know what? If he's going to play games or not, we keep a list of all this. All right. Why are shotguns in high demand, folks? Follow me. Is it for protection or something else? 831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before Old St. Augustine Road. At about 2 minutes, and roads are still wet from some early morning showers. So drive with a little extra caution. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
This afternoon, expect scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. And right now, it's 74 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service for the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Fernandina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
EricForCongress.com.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
All right, let me squeeze in a quick call. Let's go to Tom. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Did you say Tom?
I said Tom. You him?
Hey, Tom in Daytona. Yes. Hey, look, it's time to go hunting, isn't it? I mean, hunting season's just right around the corner. We got wild hogs, deer, and turkeys.
When does hunting season start?
You know what? After beginning of September, but I'm not exactly sure of the date.
All right. So, paw that down, Raj. So, anyway, so Tom is exactly correct. There's another reason why, well, actually, black powder shotgun doesn't start till November. So technically it isn't around the corner. But he is right. That's one of the reasons why shotguns are heavy. But there's one more that George, one of our listeners, pointed out to me. There's another reason why shotgun sales are going through the roof compared to AKs and AR-15s. Why is that? Tom, great. Tom, you got one of the answers correct. It's because of hunting. More people are looking at going out hunting right now due to COVID. Why are more people buying shotguns? Is there an answer to that? All of this coming up next. What is it? Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They tried to cut him off and shout him down, even questioning his integrity. But Attorney General Barr kept his cool in the face of repeated Democrat attacks during yesterday's House Judiciary Committee hearing. When he was able to speak, Barr stressed a Justice Department commitment to helping cities and states deal with violence in the streets. Vice President Pence to hit the road today. He'll visit a private school in Raleigh, North Carolina, highlighting how school administrators have worked to resume in-person classes safely in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump, meanwhile, says he is excited about progress that's been made toward development of an effective coronavirus vaccine. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 3 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 47. And the S&P futures up 5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. It started as a high-speed car chase late Sunday night at Powers Avenue and University Boulevard when Jacksonville police said the guy ran a red light. They say that on San Jose Boulevard, Darrell Page got out and ran. An officer ran after him. Then the officer fired a shot which hit Page in the leg. He's still being treated for that wound but has been arrested and booked. If you live in Jacksonville, your property taxes won't be going up anytime soon. Yesterday, the city council voted against a 2% hike. The school year in Clay County will begin on the 25th of August, 15 days later than originally planned, and when it begins, students from the 3rd through the 12th grades will be required to wear face coverings when social distancing is not possible. To date, Clay County's had over 2,600 COVID-19 cases. In Duval County, 146 people have died out of more than 20,000 infections. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about it.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before Old St. Augustine Road. At about 2 minutes, and roads are still wet from some early morning showers. So drive with a little extra caution. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
This afternoon, expect scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. And right now, it's 74 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. Attorney General clashes with House Democrats yesterday. Consumer confidence drops as COVID-19 cases spike. And with fall school reopenings up in the air, some parents are turning to underground schools.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 33 minutes after 7 a.m., 831-0600. Don't forget the podcast follows the morning show. Just go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. And for those of you that have a smartphone, your Android phone, many of you, thousands of you do it every day. You listen to this show. Just go to WBOB.com. Again, that's WBOB.com. Download that radio app. No charge, no pop-ups. Again, just go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. All right, let's continue on with the news. 1.8 million businesses have either closed or furloughed due to COVID-19.
Small businesses. We've got a new report that says over 1.8 million of them have either temporarily or permanently closed in the second quarter because of the virus. That's a big number.
Fox Business Network, Ashley Webster. Now we've got Democrats still out there in the state of Florida wanting the governor to shut down the state again.
It's terrible, which means the virus is out of control. The lack of leadership in the White House and in our governor's office, they simply have not hit this with a hammer, which is what we needed to do, and starve the virus. They opened too soon, and they misunderstand what you need to do, or they understand it and they're not willing to do it. We need to close down in Florida, but the real thing we need to do is we need to close down again.
That's South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Donna Shalala out there. Jamie Miller is one of the big directors for the website in the group PeopleWhoThink.com. PeopleWhoThink.com. So we've seen the numbers. This is what I find interesting. You do a lot of daily reporting on Facebook and others about the numbers coming in from COVID out there. Does the numbers spike? Does this warrant looking at another shutdown that the Democrats are asking in the state of Florida?
No, Ed, just the opposite. In fact, I'm pretty sure the governor must be listening to you on WBOB.com because after I, last week, I think it was, called on the governor to look at opening up bars and maybe having a 10 or 11 p.m. Closing time. You know, I think that was Monday or Tuesday of last week. By Thursday, he had a round table with bar owners across the state to see how he could help keep them in business. So someone is certainly smart enough to listen to your show. So anyway, Ed, we need to be doing just the opposite. Listen, we have reached a plateau with this current peak, if you even want to call it a peak, of about 10,000 cases per day. about 125 deaths per day. Every death is unfortunate, but, you know, this is something that in the flu, if the flu kills 60,000 people a year, that's 212 deaths a day. Florida, you know, so, and so we just need to make sure that's national versus state. So, yes, there's certainly this is a deadly virus, but when you look at a state of 23, 24 million people, you know, we are not in this critical stage, and not one person in our state is dying because they lack medical care, not one single person. And so as we have more cases, we need to continue to open things up as we do not overwhelm the medical system.
Yeah, so to me, it's the whole thing about the economy being shut down. So this is something that we've talked about on Florida Daily TV at floridadaily.com. We talked about on this radio show, Jamie, where, okay, so the Fox News poll has, and I think we got a story coming out next week on how that the Democrats that may be winning, when if you listen to all the poll numbers, you know, Biden at the latest Fox News polls up by 7 to 8 points. But if you go into the internals of the poll, and you've done this a lot as a strategist, that it shows that if a lockdown or a shutdown continues in many parts, whether it's Florida and or throughout the rest of the country, that Biden's number drops and becomes a statistical dead heat. Listen to, here is Molling Hemingway from thefederalist.com. Listen to this.
Do in response to the coronavirus? Do you wait around for another year, keep everything shut down, and just keep throwing money at people that we don't have? And I think it is also worth wondering whether in November there will be a problem for Democrats that they're pushing so hard in this keep everything locked down mode that I don't think people are entirely in favor.
You know, if you ask that question about shutdown and lockdowns, those numbers have really dropped almost by 40% since that of April. They want things to reopen back up. Do you think this could or would you advise this become an issue, and you think Democrats will be bragging about shutting down things coming up in November?
You know, that could go either way, but I will tell you, their strategy is clearly to hide Joe Biden, keep him in his basement. He came out from under his basement yesterday, and he probably dropped 2 points. Every time the guy speaks, he shows the American people he is not ready to lead the country. And so then people, if they're going to vote for Joe Biden, have to ask themselves, well, who the hell is going to lead the country if he's incapable of it? He might be the president in name only, but how in the world is this guy who can't even string a sentence together with a teleprompter leading him down the path of the sentence be able to lead the country when he can't even read a full sentence off a teleprompter? It's insane. I believe that their only chance is to keep everything locked down and to hide Joe Biden. But I agree with you that the longer these lockdowns happen and the more people realize that these lockdowns are not helping them, they're only destroying their pocketbooks, that they will reject it, wholesale rejection of Joe Biden and what I call the, you know, basically progressive communists. There are no Democrats anymore. I'd like to see one. I'd like to see that we're going to have them in museums, you know, propped up in wax museums, because these folks, he has completely capitulated to the progressive communist left of the Democratic Party. And I don't even think there's any Democrats left, because no one's standing up against them.
All right, Jamie Miller, who is one of the directors for one of the big outfits, the group's called PeopleWhoThink.com. Back in 2000, remember we used to coin a phrase of Al Gore. We used to call him the Wooden Indian, because he looks like that wooden Indian. It's a card shop. He didn't. Joe Biden, listen, I'm trying to be optimistic here. I'm not saying you have to agree with everything Trump says, but he's more entertaining. But when I watched Biden this past week, I literally sat back, and I was literally being put to sleep. He doesn't, and I'm not saying that, I mean, I still think he could win, but he doesn't motivate people.
No, there's no question. You know, and anybody who's voting for Joe Biden is voting against Donald Trump. And so, you know, and Donald Trump has given some people some reasons to vote against him. So people have got to, you know, Donald Trump has to make a case that he has a plan for the next 4 years. And Joe Biden has to make the case that, number one, he's capable of leading for 4 years, and then what his plan is. So Joe Biden has a two-step process. Donald Trump, I think, has a little bit of a shorter path. But both men need to make a case for why they should be president for the next 4 years.
All right, a couple of big stories we've been covering the last couple of weeks. It's starting to get picked up a little bit by some of the media. Fox News 35, of course, reported that misreporting of deaths. And, the hospitals, only when confronted by the media, well, maybe our numbers are not that accurate. Here is CBS News, Channel 12 out of Miami. Listen to this.
About the accuracy of the death count after the CBS 12 News I-team uncovers several cases of people listed as COVID deaths but clearly died from something else.
A 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture. A 60-year-old man dead from a gunshot wound to the head. These are some of the deaths in Palm Beach County recently and incorrectly labeled as COVID deaths.
Now, this is happy. People die of Parkinson. Oh, it must have been COVID-related. Even the state of Florida had to admit that there wasn't a 31% jack among an increase among those of young kids wanting to go back to school. They actually said, man, in some of the areas, it's like 9%. It's not that high, but yet the teachers' unions are trying to use these numbers. There's a boatload of numbers that are not accurately being reported. Is that being reported, Jamie?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, there's a couple things to unfold there. Number one is that they are pushing these COVID death numbers unfairly. You know, we know that 90-year-old people die of old age, and if they happen to die of COVID, they're a COVID death. I have a friend who died. She had colon cancer. You know, she's a COVID death. She caught COVID in the hospital. So that's just a personal story, but it's still, I don't know how reflective it is in all the numbers. So it is not good. As far as teachers go, teachers have said every time they come to the negotiating table how essential they are to our economy, to our children, to everything that is the American fabric. And yet now, when it's time for teachers to step up, what does the teachers' union do? They go and hide under the desk with Joe Biden. And that is just unfortunate. I have a sister who is a teacher, and it's just unfortunate that they are tarnishing their entire profession over this political campaign.
Yeah. Now they want you to have no increases of COVID for 14 days before they go back to class. That's like, as you know, we talked about this earlier. That's like telling a delivery driver, hey, we're not going back to work until there's no accidents or people running into other people on I-95 or I-75. So there we go. All right. I got to run. Jamie Miller is one of the big directors for the big outfit, the website peoplewhothink.com. Jamie, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Ed. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Has COVID changed everything? Oh, in many ways, it has. Don't forget, you can partner up with us at floridadaily.com, floridadaily.com, also with Florida Daily TV. You can see my ugly mug on TV. All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
95 southbound at Myrtle Avenue, an accident has a right lane blocked. It's causing some slow traffic, so add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and a high of 86. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. Right now, 75 degrees.
My opponents are a lot like career politicians in D.C. Chicken. I'm Kat Kamak. I've spent my whole life being tough. When I was younger, my family was homeless. Now, I run a small business and was Congressman Yoho's deputy chief of staff.
Kat Kamak isn't afraid of the liberal media, socialist mob, or the Washington elite. Kat stands proudly with President Trump to restore our economy and defend it from those who will tear it down. Kat will protect our Second Amendment freedoms, work to secure our borders, defend the unborn, and support our brave military, first responders, and police. While other candidates are walking on eggshells, Kat Kamak has courage.
I'm Kat Kamak, and I approve this message because in Washington, these guys will run away from President Trump, guns, and the pro-life values that we care about. And I say, that's chicken shit.
Kat Kamak for Congress. Paid for by Kat for Congress.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
IRS.com.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Does Joe Biden want to avoid debating President Trump? Will he get away with it? We'll ask Lord Conrad Black on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Less than 100 days to go, will we see grand jury indictments from U.S. Attorney John Durham? We'll ask Sarah Carter. And then lastly, Austin Fleckus. Is it true Jerry Nadler believes that Antifa doesn't really exist?
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More than 100 police agencies are backing out of providing protection for the Democratic National Convention. A new survey says more parents who send their kids to public schools are choosing online school. And Florida stores are seeing ammo shortages and expect shortages to last into 2021.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Lake County Sheriff Daryl Daniels says he did nothing wrong, but an investigation continues into his action more than a year ago. He's accused of illegally ordering his former mistress arrested and charged with stalking. That was in 2019. Now the investigation is changing hands, and Daniels says it feels political extending into an election year. Daniels is running for re-election. He's on the ballot in the primary.
Wait. So he had according to the report, that was News 4 Jax Kent Justice, by the way, he had his mistress arrested, and then there was stalking, so there's an FDLE investigation. This is what Sheriff Daryl Daniels from Clay County said.
I tell you, it's baffling to me how something as simple as a simple investigation with a few people to be interviewed.
Well, hey, Sheriff, I'm with you. The FDLE is one of the slowest investigations. I've covered them for years. He's right. A few people, why is it taking forever? It
has taken over a year. To me, it kind of speaks to, I hate to say it, it speaks to the competency of the investigating agency.
Okay, so if I was part of the, and I like Daryl Daniels, and I like some of his competition, by the way. I would have, again, this is the follow-up question. Okay, did you have a mistress? Okay, not so much that. Did you have her arrested? What was the stalking stuff about? That's what I would have asked.
Okay.
Then his response probably would have been, well, it's an ongoing investigation. I can't comment about it, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
But I can comment about it that it's really political. I mean, I like Daryl a lot. I'm having a little fun here. My question is that this is a big race that's getting some notoriety throughout the rest of the state, Clay County Sheriff's race. He's an incumbent. Black Republican, by the way. And who can win in a predominantly white rural community? Right?
Already run. He's running for re-election, so he already won the seat once.
So my question is to those out there that believe he ought to be kicked out. May I ask why? Which is fine. I mean, it's a plausible question. Should he? Because did he? Now, if you say he abused his office, okay, that's fine. If that's good enough for many of you, that's fine. What about some of the other issues? Should Daryl Daniels be re-elected or not?
Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels has posted a video concerning the recent social unrest around the country and how his agency would respond to any violence. Daniels vows that he will deputize regular citizens who have gun permits to help his department respond should violent protests break out in Clay County.
Then Daniels goes on and says if his agency is ever overrun, he'll deputize regular citizens.
So a lot of his opponents didn't like this. And this was put on the, they say they didn't like it because it was put on, I think, the official Facebook page of the Clay County Sheriff's Department. Here it is.
Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in Clay County. And if you threaten to come to Clay County and think that for one second that we'll bend our backs for you, you're sadly mistaken. If we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as the sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county.
Now, people are telling me that Mike Williams should have adopted that ad for the RNC convention.
We'd still have the convention here if that were the case.
So my question to you is that if you believe that the sheriff in Clay County needs to go, if you say, Ed, we think he abused his office, hey, that's fine. That's why the FDLE is investigating. What about some of the other issues out there? Has crime dropped? Anything else? Is there bad morale? Is the budget going too high? Are police not being paid enough? No, I mean, because I haven't heard, and I like some of his opponents I know. I think Michelle Cook's a cool woman. I've interviewed her privately, and she's got a lot of credibility. Taylor, I've met him once. The jury's still out on that. But no one's given me, I'm just saying, if you abuse this office, and that's enough for a lot of people, I get that. But I haven't heard it from his opponents. And we're always told that we want to hear the difference between candidates running for office. We want to know what the difference is. And have we really heard the difference from his opponents? No, we have not. Where have they been?
They've just been running, you know, name recognition ads for the most part.
Yeah. So, by the way, don't take that call. So, there you go. All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, Ed, enjoy the show. I think you're asking what is a beef with Daniels and why he shouldn't be reelected? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I rhetorically asked it, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, I mean, he showed horrible judgment in that incident, and I think that and that alone is enough to show that he'll make future bad decisions. I think it's crazy playing to the masses. It might be smart politically, but somebody who's going to let every yahoo show up with a gun and feel they're a deputy without
training. You know he wasn't going to. That's politics. Come on.
When do we hold people accountable for politics? Like, what's the point of the show? Every morning we bash the left for politics, and then when old, you know, the good guy that I like does it, then we don't want to hold him accountable. Just hold him accountable.
Would you get rid of Trump because Mexico didn't pay for the wall?
Would I get rid of Trump? I think if people say, you know, I'm tired of his craziness and he's always saying dumb things, they got a valid reason not to vote for Trump if what doesn't play out.
All right, I got to get running here. So the question is do you vote? And I say Trump does some things. I'm sitting going, who? Did somebody write this for him? Or do you look at their actions? I'm just telling you, Daryl Daniels wasn't going to, we all know it. Come on, we read between, even Roger knew that. And Roger gives everybody the benefit of the doubt. He knew he ain't going to authorize every gun.
Exactly.
Let's go to JC. What's up, JC?
Hey, I'm all for Sheriff Daniels' decision to do that, especially if the psycho girl that was stalking him had a weapon on him.
Ah.
You heard any reports on that?
No, I have not heard. Was that the...
Well, they both knew were from law enforcement, so she did own a weapon. At least had access to one, yeah.
Yeah, if she had a concealed weapon while she was stalking him, then definitely she should have been arrested. I'm not going to let you hang up on me. I'm going to hang up on you. Bye.
Click.
I don't hang up on anybody. Hey, you don't hang up on me. I hang up on you. Yeah.
So that's funny.
55 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
95 southbound at Myrtle Avenue, an accident has a right lane blocked. It's causing some slow traffic, so add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and a high of 86. Cloudy this evening with a low of 76. Right now, 75 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Big tech companies face grilling in Congress today. Congressional negotiators still far apart on relief packages, and consumer confidence wobbles. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Senate Republicans and Democrats in the House far apart as they try to negotiate a new China virus relief package. The Republicans have a $1 trillion proposal on the table, but free-spending Democrats want $3 trillion. And in a move probably not designed to curry favor with Republicans, call the Senate plan stingy. The GOP says it wants to stop jobless extras, which pay people more to stay home than they made at their jobs. The Conference Board reports consumer confidence in July, shaky as COVID-19 spikes are occurring in a number of states. Big tech CEOs, including the leaders of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, in the spotlight today on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers want to rein in their excessive power. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people create the perfect cemetery headstone. Our process is simple, no pressure, and our prices are surprisingly low. We install headstones, bronze markers, and upright monuments in any cemetery in the Southeast. We also offer bronze plaques for churches and schools. For more information and to see our work, please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, we're up against the top of the hour, so we'll have to take some calls after the top of the hour. Some of the libertarians have been emailing me today. Bill Barr, what's he bringing in federal law? You know, the problem with libertarians is they don't know what day they want to be more liberal. They're not libertarians, they're libertarians. Sometimes they're more far to the left than Democrats. How many of y'all knew that? So they don't know. They just want no government whatsoever for the most part. So anyways, I thought the Democrats were bad. Libertarians are emailing me this morning. What's Bill Barr doing in so many cities? With the cities haven't been there to ask him for federal involvement. Okay, we'll have all of this coming up next. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.